Five Idaho corporations which provide basic life skills for Medicaid patients, routine functions such as bathing, eating, and laundry, sued the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare 3 years ago in federal court. The Medicaid providers argued they were losing money under Idaho's budget restrictions because their reimbursements had been frozen since July 2006. In 2009, the Idaho Division of Medicaid paid for an outside study of Medicaid rates. It found that normal daily rates for providers were about $23 a day short, and that rates for intensive support for clients was more than $220 a day below where they should be. But when the providers asked for the higher amount, the Department of Health and Welfare officials told them state legislators had not appropriated the additional money, roughly $4 million at that time. In their suit, the five Medicaid providers cited a state law passed in 2005, which required the health department to set up a method for Medicaid payments which incorporated the actual cost of providing services. And a federal judge in Boise agreed with them. He wrote that budget constraints are not a valid excuse to deny appropriate reimbursements, that the state cannot reasonably set rates based on valid cost studies and then disregard undisputed evidence of increasing costs in subsequent years. On Friday, a federal appeals court panel upheld the trial court ruling. The Idaho Attorney General has not indicated whether he'll ask the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the decisions. I'm Tom Bacon.